Let's make today the day you get one step closer to becoming the parent you've always wanted to be and the parent your children deserve. Hi, and welcome to Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. I am your host, Erin Taylor, and I have wanted to help parents and children literally since I was 11 years old. I created this podcast to help you make a stronger, healthier, deeper connection to your child, to understand the inevitable challenges a little better, and learn some new ways to navigate them when they occur. Thank you for spending some time with me. Now let's get this show started. Hello and welcome back to the show. This is episode 518, and today we are going to be reading verse 43 of the Parents Tao Te Ching, which is called Doing Nothing. Doing nothing while your child fails requires great courage and is the way of wisdom. Gentleness when your child misbehaves requires great self-control and is the way of power. Do not succumb to berating, scolding, interfering, interrupting, lecturing, or controlling your child. Let your gentle presence teach all that is necessary. My father tried to teach me responsibility by scrutinizing my every action to make sure it was done right. I didn't really learn responsibility until I discovered the consequences of doing it wrong. Every mistake your child makes is another step forward on the long road to wholeness. Every time you interfere, you both step backwards. As I read this verse, I was thinking about some of the parents I have coached over the years. And many of the power struggles, battles, stresses, challenges, disagreements, arguments, yelling, many of them have occurred when parents have tried to over control and over correct and over and micromanage their children. And I learned that years ago with my oldest son that they're probably not going to do things as you would prefer them to be done, but they may be able to figure out a way that works just fine to do the thing, whatever the thing is. And really, they have to figure out how to do things on their own. They are not going to have us there every day for the rest of their lives making decisions for them or helping them to decide or keeping them on track. And so it is vital that they learn how to make decisions on their own. And it's vital that we bite our tongue and stay back and let them do it. And then when their decisions turn out well, and they have a good result, we need to celebrate that decision and that choice with them as being a productive one or a healthy one or a good one. And when they make decisions that don't turn out well, where they use poor judgment or they make mistakes, instead of us rushing to say, I wag our finger and say, I told you so. You should have listened to my way of doing it. If you had done it my way, it wouldn't have turned out that way. Instead of rushing to all that judgment and all that finger pointing, if we can just simply be compassionate with them and talk through the decision that they made and why it might not have been the best decision and what was not good about it and what went wrong and what kind of a decision they might want to make differently next time. That is the job of a real true consultant. You know, there are adults who hire consultants to help them in all areas of life, from interior decorating to personal fitness to business and all other things. And those people don't come in and just start demanding that we do things a certain way. They help us and guide us to make our own decisions in the best way possible. And that's really what we need to be doing with our kids, because that's how we prepare them to go out into the real world and live as adults. That's really what we need to be doing. We need to be preparing them to be independent adults. And it starts when they're young. When they're really young, we need to be giving them choices like, do you want to wear the red shirt or the blue shirt? That's a decision that can make them feel empowered, but it doesn't necessarily have any real consequences to it. And then when they get older, they might have to decide, do you want to take an honors class or not? Or do you want to apply for this job or that job? Or you got two job offers, which one do you think is right for you? There are all kinds of decisions that have all kinds of consequences to them. And so we want to start encouraging and allowing our kids to practice decision making from a very young age, and then guiding them and supporting them and standing beside them as they learn how to make solid decisions for themselves, and then helping them and being compassionate with them when they make a decision that is not the best one for them. So I hope that this gives you some ideas or insight or clarity into what you might be able to do with your own children, or how you might be able to help them. But I think this is really, really valuable information for parents to consider and to try to adopt into their own lives. Okay, that's what I wanted to share with you today. Wherever you are in this world, I hope that you make it an empowering day for yourself and for your kids.
That wraps up this episode of Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. If you know anyone who could benefit from this episode or this podcast in general, please share it with them. Also, I always love hearing feedback from my listeners. I welcome you to send me an email to erin@erin-taylor.com if you have any comments or questions that come up for you in an episode. Our children are our future. Parenting them is the most sacred task we will ever be asked to do. It truly does take a village to raise a child. Let's help each other to raise our children to be who it is they are meant to be. If at any point you feel like you need a little extra help and support, reach out to me. I am here to help you.